January 6, 1901, Jesus communicates himself to the three magi through love, through beauty, and through power. As I was outside of myself, I seemed to see the moment when the holy magi arrived at the grotto of Bethlehem. As they arrived in the presence of the baby, he pleased to let the rays of his divinity shine externally, communicating himself to the magi in three ways, through love, through beauty, and through power, in such a way that they remained enraptured and engrossed in the presence of little baby Jesus. So much so, that if the Lord had not withdrawn the rays of his divinity internally again, they would have remained there forever, unable to move anymore. Then, as the baby withdrew his divinity, the holy magi returned into themselves. They stirred themselves, stupefied, in seeing an excess of love so great, because through that light the Lord had let them understand the mystery of the Incarnation. Then they stood up and offered their gifts to the Queen Mother, and she spoke at length with them, but I am unable to say everything she said. I can only remember that she inculcated into them, strongly, not only their own salvation, but also taking to heart the salvation of their peoples, having no fear even to lay down their lives to obtain the intent. After this, I withdrew inside myself and I found myself together with Jesus. He wanted me to tell him something, but I saw myself soaked of a bad and confused that I would not dare to tell him anything. Seeing that I was not saying anything, he himself continued to speak about the holy magi, telling me, by having communicated myself to the magi in three ways, I obtained three effects for them, because I never communicate myself to souls uselessly. Rather, they always receive some profit for themselves. So, as I communicated myself through love, they obtained detachment from themselves. Through beauty, they obtained content for earthly things. And through power, their hearts remained all bound to me, and they obtained the bravery to lay down their blood and lives for me. Then he added, "And you, what do you want? Tell me, do you love me? How would you want to love me?" Not knowing what to say, as my confusion increased, I said, "Lord, I would want nothing but you, and if you say to me, do you love me? I have no words to be able to manifest it. I can only say that I feel this passion that no one may be able to prevail over me in loving you, and that I should be the first in loving you, above everyone, and no one may be able to surpass me. But this does not content me yet. In order to be content, I would want to love you with your own love, so that I may be able to love you as you love yourself." Ah, yes. Only then would my concerns about loving you cease. Content, one could say, with my nonsense, Jesus clasped me so tightly to himself, that I could see myself transmuted in him, inside and out, and he communicated part of his love to me. After this, I returned inside myself, and it seemed to me that for as much love as I am given, so much do I possess my good. And if I love him little, I possess him little.